Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Two Truths and a Lie with your host, Brandon Lynette. I hope you had an amazing weekend. We're gonna have a nice conversation today. There's not a lot when it comes to headlines, nothing dramatic, drastic. We know there's, fighting overseas. What's new? That's the honest truth. But there's a few things that have stuck out, and I want to have some conversations. I'm reading this really awesome book that is teaching me about some things I had no idea about. Okay. So your girl is learning some shit here. We're expanding our views. We are expanding our knowledge. And I'm going to teach you guys a little bit about what I'm learning today. So let's just jump into the two truths and a lie headlines for the podcast. Okay. They are finding birth control in fast food. 62% of people have had the current booster shot, and the US grants $4.1 billion to LGBT trans initiatives. I wish I could say that I'm just kidding, all of these are lies, but I can only tell you one of them is a lie, and that is the 62% of people had a booster shot. That's not true. It's only 2%, and we're going to talk about that. Our other headlines, birth control and fast food, that is true. And the US did actually grant $4.1 billion to LGBT trans initiatives. Okay. So let's talk about where your tax money is going. Let's talk a little bit about this COVID wake up, and let's talk about the shit you're eating. So the birth control in your food, they tell you what they're doing. Okay. You guys just don't look for the reports. And I think that's something that we need to be mindful of is to do the research. Everything they're putting in our food, we talked a little bit last week, or maybe it was the week before, about the fluoride in the water. They're coming out and admitting this isn't good. Well, they finally have published this lab report with food samples from McDonald's specifically and several other national food chains. Okay. Very detectable levels of antibiotics and contraceptives. And these are both for animals. So that means the meat that you're eating, we're getting whatever they are giving these animals. So if your cow is on, any kind of medication, that is coming in through the food. So the stuff that's going into our livestock absolutely is ending up on our plates, 100%. So I say support your local farmer, find the cows that are literally not drugged and doped and, just living in their natural state. Because it's fucked. Who knows what else they're putting in there? I'm sure there's other studies and reports. It's not good. It's not good, you guys. 2% of people, only 2% of people have had this new COVID booster shot. And I think this is huge. I think it's a huge win. I think more people are waking up to understand that this whole COVID initiative has been a long game ruse. Whether or not this lab created virus was let go on purpose or by accident, it definitely set people up to put their plan in action. Okay. Some of what I'm reading about, not just globalism, but technocracy. Okay. And it's, I'll teach you guys about this because I know you're like, what the fuck is that? And it is this idea that our scientists, engineers, and managers are best situated to make important decisions in society. This has been a plan for them, okay? A globalist is someone who wants to make plans based on the entire world, not necessarily, leaders just wanting to guide our country. We became the freest country in the world for a reason. We don't want to do things that the other world is doing unless it comes down to, securing their borders. Like, I think we should have borders just as secure as these other countries. 100%. Let's take note from that. But outside of that, we are the United fucking States and we stand for freedom. The freedom for you to be able to make choices and decisions on, what you do with your body, healthcare, all of the above. But you've got globalists and technocracy that decided to take advantage of COVID, no matter how that went, and decided they wanted to make decisions for you. And I don't know about you, but that pisses me off. It's not cool when people think they're smarter than me because they went and spent billions of dollars for an education. Anybody could get a fucking degree. Anybody can get a degree. What you can't earn is common sense. And this is something that I think is important, especially with my, you know, goal for this podcast is for you guys to have these conversations, for you to wake the fuck up as a person. Okay. We stop treating people in the United States as people. Globalists don't see you as a person. They see their agenda. They see this idea of wanting to be able to control you. They want to take your freedom. That's a big fucking deal. That's a big deal. And I know you're all cozy and comfortable doing whatever the fuck you want right now in your cozy ass fucking safe life, but that's bullshit because I promise it will affect you eventually, just like COVID did. Everybody paid that price. One way or another, there was a price paid. When your freedom was taken, you couldn't spend time with your loved ones. Then they pretend that they created these vaccines, okay? They've already told the truth, you guys. This is not, I'm not just pulling shit out of the air. They have told the truth. These vaccines were created long before the pandemic came out. And now they're making public what's happening with these vaccines, and people are coming into that awareness. I do know a lot of people that got the first shot, and they did it out of fear. They did it out of necessity. They were about to lose their jobs. You know, they had to feed their kids, right? I get it. Sometimes we end up having faith in people instead of God. And I think that's a huge thing right now because these globalists and technocracy, there's no room for God here. And there's no debate because they don't trust you to make the right decision. And they do that by hijacking social media, by taking up all of these things and silencing people who are speaking up. This country stopped seeing people for people. This administration is supporting that because they are backing these globalists. They're backing technocracy, anything that can give them power and control to just tell you you're not individual enough. You're not smart enough. You don't have the logic to make things make sense in a way that makes sense to them. So let's take everything you have and become dependent on us. Okay. And that's what we do. We end up becoming dependent on an entity that doesn't give a shit about you. They want your vote so they can keep control of you. This whole $4.1 billion to LGBT, okay? Here's the thing. Nobody gives a fuck who you fuck. Nobody cares. I don't give a shit what your dream identity is. It's not fucking healthy to pretend you're something you're not, okay? And the fact that there are studies about how drinking affects a gay relationship. We don't give a fuck. We're humans. How does drinking affect a relationship? And it doesn't need to be some big ideology that we all have to embrace and study and that we want to tear apart. Okay. Relationships have problems. That's from a human perspective, a human standpoint. We don't need to spend $4.1 billion studying why people are doing what they're doing or what they're doing or how to improve their relationships or some, you know, protection on a coming out initiative and, you know, books being read to our kids about how important it is to come out with who you are and the study of, you know, mutilating your sexual organs so that you can become something you've dreamed of being. It's not, it doesn't have to be a thing that we're putting money into. If you want to do your own private fucking thing, then go get your money, mutilate your organs, do whatever. There doesn't need to be government programs supporting the situation. There just doesn't. There can be people programs. Let's get some mental health awareness going. That money should have gone to mental health awareness because I feel like that's what needs to be happening right now with all these trans initiatives. And this is the thing. Be a good fucking person. Just be a good person and start seeing people as people. I don't look at someone and try to figure out like, is this person gay? Is this person not gay? Should I treat them different? No, it's you're a fucking person. You're just a person. Everyone's just a fucking person. Let's get back to that. Seeing people as humans. And this is something that, you know, globalists are not doing. Scientists are not doing this. They're not coming from a level of empathy and human compassion. I get that some people need a hand up sometimes. Let's do that. Let's create programs in our government that are going to help people, not make them become dependent. Okay. And there's just this huge line drawn when it comes to choosing a political party. I don't think there is one political party that fits every person, because I do think there are people out there that genuinely need help. And I also think there are career people out there who make it their full-time job to stay on government assistance. And that makes the government happy. That's what they want, because the more you depend on them, the more control they have over you. And when everything is fear-based, and I'm talking everything, it's not just fucking politics and COVID and them wanting to scare you to their initiative. It's in churches and religion. Everyone, all of a sudden, we've got this Middle East, we've got war overseas. Everybody's just fucking killing everybody. Okay. Who knows who started it? Who knows who really wanted it? Right. I know there's innocent people that are paying the price for that. And there's not an end game. There's not an end game, because this is going to continue, because if it's not there, it's going to be somewhere else. There's always somebody that wants more money, more power, more control. There's always going to be that. But this whole fear mongering, it's not okay. And now that all this stuff is happening, people are all of a sudden throwing out revelations and trying to get people to come to God on a fear-based level. And this doesn't happen. That's why you've got so many people that were raised in the church that have denounced it. Most of the people that I've talked to that are atheists and just don't even have a belief in God, it came from a toxic upbringing of, you know, the hypocrisy of, you know, whatever religion they came up in. Not just the hypocrisy, but being led in fear. That is not attractive to me. You're not going to drive me to have a relationship with God because you want me to be afraid. If I don't, I'm going to go to hell. You have to start somewhere that speaks to people out of action. And what is that action? What is God? God is love. God is love. And if you come from that place of just having your own individual awakening of love, and you start that from yourself, and you get this foundation with God in love, you don't fear anything. Faith and fear don't exist. They cannot coexist, because if you have faith, you have no fear. But if you have fear, you have no faith. And that is the truth. But every agenda is to have you afraid, whether it's to drive you to church. You have to save yourself because the world is ending. That's what everyone is screaming right now. Every religious outlet right now. It's the sign of the times. It's Israel. It's happening. He's coming. What I know to be true is we don't know when. We can't say when, and we don't live our life out of fear, because that is not knowing who God is. And the whole foundation of that relationship of God is to know who he is. And if you know who he is and you have that faith, there is no fear. This stuff should not touch you. And it's not just about having faith. It's about building that relationship with him, understanding we're more than a meat suit, but respectively knowing that you're a meat suit. You have to take care of the body that you've been given, and no one is going to know your body more than you. We put so much into what doctors know because they're doctors. We've put our faith in people. Bring it back to yourself. You will know your body better than anyone. Don't put the trust of your health in other people. Where's our tax money going? This needs to be a conversation. $4.1 billion to the LGBT trans initiatives. I'm not cool with that. Biden just approved $2 billion to send to Israel for a relief package. I want you to follow the money. Is it going to go to relief, or is it like everything in everywhere? And the truth is, that's not going to be what's happening. And not only that, I mean, this is the same motherfucker that's telling Americans they have to buy their own way out. Make that make sense. Our own people, our people, our real neighbors here are stuck in another country and they have to buy their own ticket out, but we can send $2 billion in relief. Make it make sense. Is that money going to go to the innocent people that are caught in crossfires, or is it just more funding for more violence? Because there is money in war. There is no money in peace. There's no money in peace. Where's your tax money going? Biden is no different than his homie Obama. $1.7 billion in cash Obama sent. I don't know how many years ago. It's been a long time. Like 2016 or something, 17, 18. He sent $1.7 billion in cash to Iran. Nobody investigated this. Nobody. Not Congress, not the FBI. Nobody. Nobody called to investigate why we would be sending that. So now we need to send money to Israel. We're going to call it a relief package. What's really going to happen with the money? Why are we like this? Why can we not focus on the United States? And I'm not talking about your fucking transgender initiative. I'm talking about humans. Put this back into humans. Some people need honest help, mental help. Let's put money into that. Let's put money into researching how, you know, we can still have flow in the United States with free thinkers and thought leaders and people making independent decisions for what's best for them. Let's stop supporting criminal activity and making excuses for it. Let's hold accountability. Let's start taking responsibility. We get to choose the direction of where we're headed. And until we start having these conversations, until we start standing up for human compassion, love, I don't need a label. I don't need a label to feel included or like I belong. I know what's right for me. You don't need a label. We're spending a fortune on fucking labels. That's what we're spending a fortune on. On labels and your right to flaunt that and your right to want to brag about it. If you need to be the person that's like, look at me, look at me, you're fucked. You have a mental issue. You need help. It's a cry for help. Look at me, look at me. It's not about the fact that you're, you know, wanting to identify as a woman. It's the fact that you're lost and everybody gets a little lost. Tune into my Listen Bitch podcast. I talk about this week. I talk about that. Everyone feels lost. We all need a little direction. And these people that don't understand what it is to take massive responsibility for their experience, these people that don't realize they are the human creator, that they're getting to choose and create their reality, their perspective matters. They're flailing and they're screaming, look at me, look at me. Wanting to put this stuff out for my kids to think it's normal, that's not okay. Wanting to put money into this initiative to help fund men beating women in competition, that's bullshit. I just read an article, I think it was yesterday, somewhere in Illinois, two men won the cyclist race for women. And in another country, we've got, what the fuck is that bitch's name? His name is Dylan something. I don't know. There was the whole Bud Light issue with this person. But this man was just nominated Woman of the Year in another fucking country. Our initiatives, that part of that $4.1 billion is going to other countries too. I don't want you to think, oh, well, at least it's in the United States. No, bitch. It's everywhere. We're just throwing out money like it's nobody's business. Like we have the money. What are we really paying for? We're going to keep supporting these globalists, these people that think you're not smart enough to make your own decisions. We're going to keep just putting our head in the sand because it's whatever for us. We're going to celebrate crazy ass people like Fauci, who literally tells you what he's doing. He's said it, but we still hail him as some saint. No, he thinks he's better than you. He thinks you're stupid. And he has no empathy or compassion for who gets hurt when he's doing what he's doing. Why is he not in prison? Crimes against humanity. Why is he not in prison? You don't get to debate any of this with them because they're just right. Every party just thinks every party thinks they're right. Division. There's money in division. When you start having to have these extra labels, you're dividing yourself 100%. Division. We're keeping people in their victim status. And this is my biggest fear. This is my fear for our country, okay? Not just with this pandemic, okay? But it is the entire victim mentality. It is the trans initiatives that are screaming and crying that we owe this to them. We're obligated to give them money for this because whatever reason. Globalists thrive on this victim mentality. They're going to exploit your mental disorders and they're going to use it as fire to keep separating us. Schwab is literally telling you what he's planning to do. They're smarter. They're better. Trust them. The pandemic proved that. They hijacked your free speech. They hijacked your freedom. And they're just testing the water. I guarantee they have something bigger behind all of this. They wanted to see how far our compliance goes. Stop complying. Start standing up for where your money is being spent. What's a veteran care package worth these days? Our veterans in the U.S., do you think they've had a $4.8 billion initiative here in the United States to help them assimilate back into society, to help them have some sense of a normal life after we forced a war upon them that was a personal agenda? Losing their friends and family right next to them. Watching innocent people pay the price. Our only protection is an awareness that God does exist and he is a part of this as a whole. I will not support someone running my country who does not acknowledge God, for one. And I have a very deep running mistrust in media, mistrust in government, mistrust in the globalists. Nobody wants what's best for you. They want what's best for them. Do you understand that? Everybody is out for what's best for them. How do we change this? We raise our kids to stand strong in that faith, because where there is faith, there is no fear. There is money in fear. And as long as you're scared of what's next, as long as they're telling you there's something bigger coming, there's something worse coming, that's what they were hoping with, you know, the COVID variant they created and the injections they had created long before the variants came out. And they'll tell you, oh, we had this vaccine created a long time ago because they knew it was coming. They know because they're creating this. No more compliance. We are in a free country and this government works for us, and we have to position ourselves to get back to that. We raise our kids to be independent, to stand strong in faith, to be free thinkers, and to trust their body enough to know they're not going to give the power of everything they choose to someone else. I thank God for doctors. There are reasons we need them. I would not be alive had there not been a possibility for me to have a C-section. I've had two surgeons for six babies. I've had two surgeons, and God bless them because they've done an incredible job. I appreciate that. I appreciate that they went to school to study that and that they put in an effort every day to sacrifice their time and knowledge to be able to do things like that. Absolutely, there's a necessity for doctors. there are also some who have sold out to big pharma and they give up. They just give up. They don't have the energy to keep telling you that you have to decide your health, your mental health, your physical health, your body's health. That's all up to you. There has to be a choice. Trust in yourself first. And trust yourself enough to know when you need the help, you will seek it out. And it'll be there for you. These people think they're smarter. They think they're better. And they want you just to trust them. Just comply. Don't ask questions. Asking questions gets you canceled. Challenging the narrative gets you canceled. You're a conspiracy theorist if you question anything outside of what they want for globalism, what they want for our country, the direction we're headed. Don't give them what they want. Question everything and have the conversation. Have the conversation. Share the podcast. I'll be back this week when I find some juicy headlines to fire you up here, because this shit should piss you off. It should piss you off. Lead your own rebellion against all this bullshit. We the people, we have to take our country back.